Welcome to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Deb Pollack, President and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and your host. Thanks for joining me on Tuesdays to meet the artists and creatives who live, work, care about, and make a difference in Washtenaw County. They share their talents, impact us, and inspire us. It's been almost 2 years since Elizabeth Warren was named the Executive Director of Ypsilanti's Riverside Arts Center. We thought it was time to check in with Liz and see how it's going. Liz, thanks for being on the show today.
Oh my gosh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
2 years already. That probably seems like a hot minute. Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's been definitely a wild ride. I remember maybe 6 months into the position, putting my key in the door and opening up my office and thinking that this felt so right. And I felt like a great 6 months, and I was really starting to feel like I had my feet under me. And now 2 years later, I feel like we're still in a really great growth mindset, and I'm really proud of the things that we've done as a team, for sure.
Well, let's go back to that time. You know, so I know from experience that no matter what the business is, there are similar aspects of stepping into any leadership position. However, a nonprofit is different in the fact that you report to a board of directors who are essentially your bosses, and they, along with you, are charged with serving a community mission. What did you find when you arrived at Riverside in December of 2022?
We were still definitely reeling from the pandemic. Coming back, we had, I would call maybe a program and a half with our summer camps and a loose gallery calendar. And I felt that there was a huge amount of opportunity there. Riverside has been such a pillar for so many years and has had many iterations over the year. And I was just really excited to take the reins and figure out what our next steps were. I think that one of my favorite things about working in a nonprofit is getting to serve the community. And so it's not just about what I want, but it's definitely keeping the door open to make sure that we're responding to what the community wants. So I felt that that was actually something that gave me a lot of support in knowing that I could lean on the opinions of our community and what they wanted to see out of an arts organization.
And you'd been in the community for a while. If I recall right, you were working with Growing Hope in a fundraising role. Is that correct?
Yeah, I started off at Growing Hope. They contracted me in to do some events for them, and then I kept sort of moving up the ladder and eventually became their development person at some point. So I was there for about 5 years, and I felt like I did a lot of great work there. I felt like it gave me the opportunity to really become part of the Ypsilanti community more than just than any other role that I'd ever had in the city. It gave me the opportunity to really reach in and find out and learn about who Ypsilanti was as a collective, which taught me a lot.
And Riverside was your first leadership role, correct?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't...
I meant executive director role. Executive director
sure.
role. Yeah.
Sure. Yes. This is my first. I'm new at it.
Yeah, you're new at it. And essentially, you're in a position of almost restarting, reopening after COVID to make things work. That must have been a lot. Were you ever just daunted by it, or were you just excited by it?
I mean, every day you're daunted by it, I guess. I think that I just decide to use that, you know, and roll with it and try to focus on the opportunities and the positive things that you can do. I think that you can get really stuck in the weeds of wanting to do everything for everybody all the time. But the key for me was to remind myself that this has to be a slow burn. It has to be sustainable. We want this organization to continue growing. And if I just am a flash in the pan, then we'll just burn out. So I think that it was really important for me to slowly figure out what is the most conscious next step that we can make that makes the most sense for the organization's long-term growth.
And to some extent, to be honest, over the Riverside's almost 30 years, maybe just over 30 years by now, it has been, or it has tried to be all things to all people. What helped you cull through what was most important to move forward, especially back in 2022?
Well, I think that the first thing was to lean on what are our strengths? What do we have already in works? What can we stand on as something that's going to be our mainstay? and then also still making sure that I'm being respondent to what the community is asking for. So asking for that feedback from the community, asking them what they want, and then looking at our resources. We have an amazing building. We have a theater. We have a dance studio. We have a gallery. Those are things that we already have. And not only that, but we use those spaces for other arts organizations to thrive in and use. We rent out all of the spaces in the building. So not only what we can do, but the other arts organizations that we can support and help them grow as well. And just always leaning back on what is our biggest strength. And now I'm grateful to say that we have a team of three. I actually just hired another person. So now we're a team of four. And what are our greatest strengths as humans, and trying to not necessarily always want to stay in our lane, because I do like to challenge our team and get creative, but just leaning on our strengths and making sure that we're really being honest with ourselves about what is the most sustainable next step.
89.1 WEMU's Creative Impact continues with Elizabeth, or Liz Warren, Executive Director of Riverside Arts Center in Ypsilanti. So you mentioned a lot of the stuff that's been going on, and we, of course, pay attention to these things. Riverside's gone through a lot of changes in the last couple of years, you know, some building expansion afforded by some major funding and some new programming in addition to the continuation of a number of favored programs. Give us just a couple highlights.
Oh, gosh, I am so excited about our calendar for the gallery next year. We have the entire calendar planned out already, lots of a few juried shows. We have some partnerships with one specifically is the Michigan Watercolor Society is coming back. We have our next coming exhibition that's opening in a couple of weeks is Anything But Canvas, which is really fun, turned out to in some really creative pieces in there. We have a holiday art fair for the second year in a row coming up the weekend before Thanksgiving, November 23rd and 24th. We've got just over 60 amazing artists and vendors that are coming there. And twice a month, we have the Ipsy Fine Arts Club, and that is just a really great place for artists to come and chat with each other, talk about their artwork, and share resources. So I feel like there are things that are happening immediately now that are really exciting, and it's also really exciting to look into the future knowing that we have such really solid plans.
You can hear that excitement in your voice. You know, Riverside is just over 30 years old. And mm-hmm. as we've watched it over the years, it's had its growing pains. It, you know, stabilizes and then something knocks it off its pins, whether it's things like pandemics or other issues. But it seems to have hit its stride. What do you attribute that stability to and how it's been, you know, stabilized over these last few years?
Yeah, I can't really speak to anybody else's, I guess, so-called administration, but I think that what I'm really excited about is the support that I've gotten from my board. My team has been there, a lot of them, since the beginning. I have all the historical context, and then they've given me a lot of freedom to do and things and make choices and things even without their, you know, necessarily their blessing before I do it. I get very excited to report back to them the fun things that I have come up with, and they're always there for me when I have questions and when I need support. So that's been really, really wonderful. And then also I think just the team that we have, Maggie and Gray, are both incredible employees. We temperature check all the time with each other. We're really good at checking in with each other and making sure that we're all making the right decisions together. And so I think that for me personally, not feeling completely alone, having to make all the decisions all the time just myself has been really great. And I think that the sustainability of the choices that we've made, making sure that we're moving forward carefully and consciously, is where I think that we're finding our footing the best.
And, you know, the facility, you mentioned that it's terribly important, and a lot of people come to you and a lot of organizations come to you. But you also make an effort to have a presence in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. We love going out into the community and bringing our favorite activity to do is bringing bracelet making activities to all other people's events. We've done face painting. We really try to get out there and make sure that our people know about us and they have fun ways to interact with us.
Well, it seems to be working in very many ways. So we've just got literally a minute left. Anything new and exciting in the works, or maybe you can't even tell us about it yet?
Well, I think that the next exciting thing is that we're reformulating our artist in residency program. We just had Nick Azzaro and Avery Williamson in for 6 months. They had an amazing exhibition to close out their residency. And then we're going to be focusing on supporting the performing arts more. So you can look out for an announcement for a performing artists in residency program coming up.
Well, we look forward to that. And we look forward to Riverside remaining that anchor organization in Ypsilanti for the arts. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Deb. Appreciate you.
That's Liz Warren, Executive Director of Riverside Arts Center in Ypsilanti. Find out more about her and what's happening at Riverside at WEMU.org. You've been listening to Creative Impact. I'm Deb Pollack, President and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and your host. Matt Hobson is our producer. Please join us every Tuesday to meet the people who make Washtenaw creative. This is 89.1 WEMU FM, Ypsilanti Public Radio from Eastern Michigan University.